Tuesday edition of Justice and Drew is underway. Please keep using the hashtag TCNT on Twitter to communicate with us, to send in your comments or your Shania Twain gifts. I'm fine with that, too.
Very specific.
I'll take a timeline. Well, someone just tweeted, J-Mad, friend of the show, tweeted a Shania Twain gif at us. And I said, I'll take a timeline full of those.
You know what? Yeah,
I use got no problem with that.
Use the hashtag TCNT.
And send us your best.
Send us your best Shania Twain.
We could use a little, you know, yeah, a little Shania Twain these days.
Yeah, I could use a little Shania Twain my life.
That could stand feeling like a woman.
Yes. Let's go, girls.
Hashtag TCNT.
I love that song.
Prove me wrong that Ilhan Omar and her lover Tim Minette were not outside the Trump rally, and send us Shania Twain gifts using the hashtag TCNT.
I mean, they got some doppelgangers if they were there.
It's biologically identical if it's not there. Yeah, okay. So
they got them some doppelgangers.
I'm sorry, we gotta go back to
got the gangers of the doppel.
Let me gang
the doppeliest.
Let me gang doppel this article again. Claim Omar protested outside President Donald Trump's October 10th campaign rally. AP's assessment.
Claim.
AP's assessment. False. Omar was visiting Morocco from October 6th to 11th and was not in her home state of Minnesota. There is no proof that that's the case. So at the moment, right, there isn't. There's Andy Mannix from the Star Tribune who caught the video showing a woman wearing the headscarf covering her face. That also included a guy who was also wearing a headscarf that pulled it down and has the same face and the same glasses as Tim Minette. Let me say that again. The same face!
Yeah.
This man stole Tim Minette's face. Because that's Tim Minette.
It's face off.
So either he stole his face and his glasses.
But not his hair. That's why he had the hood.
Right.
Over his
but not his hair.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or that's Tim Minette.
It really does look like him.
There's a side-by-side photo of Representative Ilhan Omar covering her face in the same way that this other person who was also Ilhan Omar covered her face. And it's the same person, because it's Ilhan Omar.
They look identical.
So Andy Mannix just says, well, I reached out to the Omar's campaign to confirm it was not the representative, and then was quoted saying, it's disappointing to see people invoking my journalism to make a false claim, Mannix told the AP. That's not what you were told, Andy Mannix. Right? I mean,
not proof.
Right, that's not...
You got a spokesperson from Ilhan. Of course a spokesperson's going to say that wasn't her and that she wasn't there. I would expect nothing else. That's not proof.
That sounds exactly like something someone would say if they were there but didn't want anybody to know that they were there.
Which is probably why they covered their face while they were there.
Right.
But the quote doesn't even bother, and that may be on the AP, but the quote from Andy Mannix doesn't even bother to say it was denied. Right? After the footage began circulating on Facebook and Twitter with the claim that it showed Omar, Andy Mannix reached out to confirm it was not the representative. And then the quote from Andy Mannix is, it's disappointing to see people invoking my journalism to make a false claim. What were you told? Did you tell that to the AP? Did the AP just take that particular quote, or were you actually given a direct quote? This isn't that hard to prove. Just because you have tweets from individuals that were apparently also on this trip to Morocco on October 12th doesn't mean that they weren't there the day before. And again, I looked at the flights. There are no flights from that region of the two major airports to Minneapolis on the 12th. Now, granted, that's just circumstantial evidence. I understand that. But at the moment, we have pictures of a guy that apparently stole Tim Minette's face.
Yeah.
And a woman who's covering her face, who looks just like Representative Ilhan Omar, so the proof is now leaning, in my opinion, towards them being there, so prove me wrong.
The evidence certainly indicates that they were there. There is a preponderance of evidence, in my opinion, that they were there, and simply, you know, just a couple of statements from her campaign aren't really enough to make me think that what my eyes are showing me is false.
I've never wanted to be so wrong in my life.
I would be very, very happy to be wrong.
I want
to
be wrong. Right? I want to be... I've never been so wrong. I never wanted to be so wrong in my life.
I would be thrilled.
Yeah. Anybody, make me bad. I'm daring any Andy Manick, Star Tribune, anybody, make me look bad. Please, somebody make me look bad.
This would be a very easy thing for
Ilhan Omar. So simple.
This would be easier than denying that she married her brother.
It's true.
Which she never really did.
No, because she totally did.
She totally did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Like, she's got a history of lying. She's got a history of flat-out lying. She lied to her BFF's face, Esme Murphy, about not having an affair, about not dating anybody.
The head of her fan club.
She's got no problem lying. So I don't know why we would take her just at face value, saying, no, that wasn't me.
Well, and
that wasn't me.
Clearly, we had to track down the face dealer.
But I saw you. You were right there. That looks exactly, that's not me. Yeah. But it looks, I mean, and there's your boyfriend. It looks exactly, and it's not him.
Yeah. That's...
You're not a Jedi, Ilhan Omar. You don't get to just wave your hand at me and have it become true. That's not how this works.
The dude's even
you got a boarding pass? You got, you know, a flight? What flight were you on? What airline did you fly? Anything? What time did you get to the airport? What airport did you fly into?
I'll tell you what.
Just answer a couple of questions.
If we are wrong,
it's not me. Not me.
I am not. This is not the representative and the lover you're looking for. You want to go home and rethink your life. Look, if it is not them and somebody is brave enough to prove me wrong, what a crazy coinky dink. Right? How crazy is that? If they were legitimately in Africa, how nutty is it that two individuals that look just like them happen to be there?
I know.
And together. To be walking around together.
And then one of them says, I'm protecting the representative.
What a...
Representative of what?
Coincidence.
What are you, Ilhan Omar Doppelganger, a representative of?
Maybe they found lookalikes and they just perpetuated all of this just to cause a kerfuffle.
Maybe she's got body doubles. like Saddam did.
I wonder if her brother actually knows whether or not he really did marry his sister.
Maybe that's where all the confusion came from. You know what? Maybe we got it all wrong. Maybe there is like just a couple, you know, Ilhan twins out there.
Representative Ilhan Omar is a purveyor of chaos. She's an agent of chaos. She just lies. You know,
she's got no problem lying.
No problem allegedly doing fraudulent activities.
She lied to her husband because he didn't find out that she married her brother to get him into the country until after it already happened.
Man,
that would be upsetting.
That would be very upsetting.
Hey, honey, how was your day? You know, married my brother.
Huh?
What?
What?
Well, honey.
Oh, it's nothing. It's fine.
It's fine.
Can you repeat that?
It's fine.
You know, he wanted to get into the country, so I married him.
Yeah, we married him. We sleep in different rooms. It's not a big deal.
Also, he's moving in.
Oh, yeah, then there's that. We're going to talk with Pete Hegseth coming up after the bottom of the hour. Star Tribune. The violent parody video recently shown at the Trump Miami Resort at a conference led by Trump supporters is a disgusting display. That depicts President Donald Trump appearing to engage in a mass slaughter of his critics and perceived enemies, including political rivals and, of course, members of the media. The video is an extreme product of what is becoming an increasingly coarse, vulgar political culture with seemingly no bounds. They then spend three paragraphs describing how horrible the video is.
They want you to see it.
This is really bad, people.
This is awful, and it should never, but please watch it over and over and over and over again. This had nothing to do with the White House. Nobody from the White House had anything to do with this. Nobody from the Trump campaign had anything to do with this. Some schmo out there on the internet who makes memes made it. And apparently it's over a year old. Apparently, I can't vouch for this, but I saw a couple of tweets talking about this, saying that this meme has been out there for like over a year.
Editorial board of the Star Tribune, you guys are horrible. You are on the list. You are garbage journalists. You don't even cite what the video's from. There's nothing in here.
Yeah.
It's from Kingsman.
It's from Kingsman. And what's funny is the Washington Post...
It's a movie.
The Washington Post had a similar story about this fake video that everyone is supposed to be mad about. And somebody juxtaposed the way they described the video with the review of the Kingsman.
Oh, that was incredible, by
and,
the way.
And they did a side-by-side, and the way that the king, the way they, the same paper reviewed that scene when it was Colin Firth beating up a bunch of, you know, or killing, I'm sorry, murdering in rather disgusting fashion, murdering a bunch of people that went to that church. And that church is supposed to be sort of a parody of the Westboro Baptist Church.
Right.
That's the church that he was at, and he went in there and he, you know, I'm not going to describe the movie for you, but they reviewed that scene and they called it a masterpiece. They called it, like, they said it was beautifully choreographed and that it was so over the top that even though it was extremely violent, it didn't feel violent because of how it was shot and how it was choreographed.
You should, I can't, my tweet deck's not working. If you can find it, Drew, but here's a, just as a side note. Right, I like that movie. I own that movie on Blu-ray.
Shocking, I know. It's a good movie.
It is a good movie. I didn't see it, and just to, so everybody knows, there was no outrage over that over that scene. I mean, it's incredible.
No, of course,
it's incredibly violent. And again, I've got no love for the Westboro Baptist Church folks, but you know, you are depicting the killing of a particular group of individuals of opinions that you don't, that most people don't align with,
yeah,
and so therefore it's allowed. But no, but it wasn't motivated
right,
by that.
That's not what the scene was about.
Right? No, of course not. But you know, in our world, right, in the world that we live in, that is something that could easily go and garner some, you know, some criticism, and it didn't. Getting back to this particular editorial, and then we'll get to your phone calls. In response, the White House issued a bland statement saying the president had not seen the video, but condemned it. Trump himself was uncharacteristically silent on the matter. Generally, there is no mystery as to what irritates this president. He jumps on Twitter at a moment's notice, night or day. Given how watchful Trump is of anything concerning his image, does anyone really believe that he has somehow not seen this video? All the proof you need that it doesn't matter what this president does. In Syria, right? Which way do you want it, left? Do you want Trump as commander-in-chief in charge of our troops, taking our troops into battle? Right? Is he competent enough to do that? Or do you want him not having our troops in battle? Because you can't have it both ways, right? And which way do you want it? Do you want Trump responding? Or do you not want Trump responding? Because you pitch a fit regardless of what he says. Trump did the right thing. He condemned it and then dropped it. And yet, what does the Star Tribune do? They spend under three paragraphs. It's not like the president was absent from his favorite social media outlet on Monday. He found time to tweet out about his personal support of the former press secretary, Sean Spicer. He managed to tweet another attack on reporters and Hunter Biden. It's unbelievable, these hacks. It is absolutely unbelievable. And the quote that I gave you earlier, turning a blind eye means allowing this kind of attack to somehow become normalized, to inure people to that which should outrage them. It does our discourse no good and further hurts our democracy. Trump supporters need to hear from his own lips that this was wrong. No nod and wink this time.
He had absolutely nothing to do with it. And what are people on the left constantly saying? That if I didn't have anything to do with it, I'm not going to condemn groups that I didn't have anything to do with. I'm not going to give them that sort of credibility. I'm not going to grant them any sort of attention. So why should Trump have to? He had nothing to do with this video. His campaign and the White House had nothing to do with this video. Everybody who's been asked has denounced the video. What else do you want?
And what a bunch of blatant hypocrites.
Give me a break. They don't care. They don't want Donald Trump to apologize or denounce it. They just want to keep it out there. They want everybody in the world to see this video because they feel like if they show this video on CNN and MSNBC all day long, it'll get people mad and fired up and outraged at conservatives and Republicans. But what if they showed the video out of a real occurrence of real violence outside of Target Center? They won't show that one. They won't show that at all, even though that really actually happened. They'll show a fake video all day.
Here's the deal, Star Tribune. You want me to take your article seriously? Then write the article about Jacob Fry.
and about how anti-Trumpers need to hear from Jacob Fry's own lips that the actions that took place outside of the Target Center were wrong. No nod and wink. Jacob Fry hasn't even addressed it. And by the way, I went to the Star Tribune and I got a quick snapshot here of the articles in regards to the Trump rally. You had your fact check over Ilhan Omar, whether or not she's there. There's another ridiculous piece about Tom Emmer and his lack of a support for impeachment. You have Gazelka supporting the president. You have Riders Right impeachment Trump rally. You have an article about why Jacob Fry that he wrote asked for more money. You have an article about the Trump rally and the headline is hard to hug our way out of this one. You have an article outside Trump rally. Some tried to bridge bitter divide. You have Trump violated use of Purple Rain at campaign rally, right? You have police chief doing an admirable job for what they described as rowdy crowd. And then you have one story about outside the Target Center does not depict or lay out the violence that took place, the video of which you can see on our website, thanks to Alpha News, but instead shows an anti-Trumper playing a saxophone. You guys are negligent in your jobs. You're a bunch of hacks. I dare you. As well, pen the editorial.
It's not hard.
Holding Jacob Fry accountable for stirring the political pot that brought violence to the streets of Minneapolis. I dare you to show the video. I dare you to condemn Antifa. I dare you to condemn the violent bullies that assaulted unprovoked people here in Minnesota. It's not just the left that lives here. There's a bunch of conservatives that live here, too.
And they'd like to go downtown sometimes.
For crying out loud.
They'd like to be able to go downtown and not feel like they're going to get assaulted just because of something they wore. Real quick, before we break, I said I would find the review from the Kingsman, the Secret Service, that the Washington Post did when the movie came out. And of that scene in particular, they call it bloodless and surprisingly ballet-like. One massacre set in a conservative Christian church in the American Deep South is a master class in cartoonish fight choreography. It's a master class in cartoonish fight choreography until somebody superimposes Donald Trump's face on it, and then it's vile.
Yeah, it's a graphic mass murder scene in a church. As a superimposed Trump head on a body goes on to kill bodies of superimposed images of mass media outlets. Not incidentally, Black Lives Matter. Maybe a year ago that Trump condemned, who apparently he says didn't see it. And by the way, Trump would admit it if he saw it. What has he not admitted anything?
Right.
Neither here nor there.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. They're all hack.
Come on.
If we ever get Mayor Jacob Fry on the show, we'll have to use this.
This will be his intro.
This will be have to be his intro.
No, I actually disagree with that because this is a great song and does not deserve it does not deserve to be tarnished.
But he feels like a woman now.
I don't care.
His DMs are trash.
That's
and
true.
He now understands what it's like to be a woman, apparently, because apparently all it takes is some annoying DMs, and that's it. That's the entire experience of womanhood. That's it. There's nothing else to know. Yep. He may as well have a baby now.
And again,
it's whatevs.
The level of hypocrisy is on display again. You take what he said and apply it to anybody on the right, and it's just nothing but condemnation.
Do you know what it's like to be underpaid to do the same job as a man? Do you know what it's like to feel invisible in a room full of men? Do you know what it's like to not have your opinions heard or respected and be mansplained to?
I don't know what it is, but I love, feminist Drew.
I am quite the feminist.
You are quite the feminist.
I am the ultimate feminist.
I want to address let's grab a couple of phone calls here, and then I want to address a particular tweet from this place called Twitter using the hashtag TCNT. But first,
Andrew in Apple Valley, good morning. You're on with Justice and Drew and Sam.
That's me.
Yeah, good morning. So I have two comments on the Ilhan Omar. It's one of two things. Either she's a Mandalorian clone controlled by the Sith, or it's a deep fake. That's the only solution. But back to the media. the amazing thing is the media has lived, you know, we've been rent-free in the media's head for 4 years. And the media has pursued this nonstop. And the only thing that's happening is they're proving more and more to be garbage news or fake news.
Yep.
Look at the ABC stuff. They can't control themselves. They can't help it. And it's going to be disproven faster and faster and faster. And by the time the election comes around, it's going to be just a smoldering pile. That's the only outcome this is going to lead to. They can't control it.
Thanks for the call, Andrew. I really appreciate it.
Let's go to Jim in Wisconsin. Good morning, Jim.
Yes. Hi, John and Drew. John, we love it when you're yelling into the microphone because you're saying and your passion's coming out and how we feel. We just don't have a microphone to say it into. As far as the Star Tribune, I don't buy that damn paper, but what can we do about these media outlets that do this kind of stuff other than vote for Trump and vote against all that? What can we do as a public? Do we dare write the editorial boards and then give them our names?
Nah. It's a waste of time.
Nope.
No, look, do what you just said you do. Don't give them your money. I mean, at the end of the day, that's the best thing you can do. Ultimately, you know, it's not immediately gratifying. It doesn't produce immediate results. But at the end of the day, you know, I mean, that vote with your dollar. Vote with your ears. Vote with your eyeballs. You know, if you don't appreciate the way a particular media outlet covers a particular topic or the angles that they approach it at or what they leave out, then simply stop giving them your time, your money, and your attention. And eventually, and if enough people do that, the message will be sent.
Thank you.
I know it's not fun. Hey, and do me a favor.
It's not the instant gratification
that
people would like.
And Jim, to the first part of your phone call, anybody else that likes my yelling too, feel free to take an extra nap this afternoon. Maybe I can get some sleep off of you as well.
Will in Chanhassen. Good morning, Will.
Good morning. Two quick comments. First off, in light of Shania Twain's Feel Like a Woman song, I wonder how the left would react if Donald Trump came out and said, I identify as a woman today. Hey, first woman president.
Oh my God, I'm a man again. Will, really quick, seriously, I mean, think about, you want to talk about, you know, trashy DMs. I mean, Trump can make that comment at any moment of any day going into his Twitter feed to see the horrible responses that he gets.
Can you fathom if
he said, I know what it feels like. Look at my responses. I know what it feels like to be a woman. I don't even want to imagine. Please continue.
Yeah, well, it would be the best troll of his presidency, in my opinion. But, hey, the reason I called was this Ilhan Omar protest kerfluffle, is putting it mildly. Correct me if I'm wrong, they claim that they were in Africa on a trade mission, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they are in Africa, then they're going to have passports that are going to show when and if they left the country. So why don't they produce their passports to prove that Ilhan Omar and what's his name were out of the country? And if they won't produce their passports, then I think it's okay for us to infer that they were indeed at the protest.
Well, and Will, thank you for the phone call, and let's spin off from here, because I want to read this tweet, and it plays right into this, okay? So Levi wrote this, right? John, .. I don't like her policies, but love the qualifying statements, by the way. But your blind hatred is embarrassing. You're making a fool out of yourself. You don't get to make things up and then demand that other people provide evidence that you're wrong. Look, I can demand all I want. People don't have to take me up on my dares. I don't have a blind. I don't hate Representative Ilhan Omar. What I hate is the lack of accountability. What I hate is the double standard and hypocrisy that takes place on the left that the right doesn't have the luxury of enjoying. Look, the AP assessment of whether or not Ilhan Omar was at that event, it's laughable. Andy Mannix didn't provide what was said to him by the campaign, right? And as a matter of fact, if you were, and there's a couple different layers here, Drew, that we haven't gotten to. So there's all these claims, there's photographic evidence, right? And everybody's saying this, and all we've gotten is a tweet from somebody else who was apparently on the trip that was on the 12th, okay? They could have gotten back the day before, right? And Andy Mannix saying that her campaign said that she wasn't there, and Ilhan Omar, you know, talking about the snakes and lies and all this kind of stuff. Okay, so let's break this down a little bit further. Wouldn't it be in your best interest in Ilhan Omar's campaign to completely verify and shut everybody up?
Absolutely.
That makes all the sense in the world. Not to mention
and super easy to do. It would take about 4 seconds.
Not to mention the fact that what about the conversation to Ilhan Omar
about why people actually have an issue if she was there, right? If that was somebody on the right, let's push aside the fact that they wouldn't be held to the same lax standards of trying to disprove something, right? Let's just say that they got the same treatment. The follow-up question would be, so what do you think about the actions of the people outside the Target Center? What do you think about how people were concerned that you were protesting there, which apparently you weren't, but what do you think about the people and how they acted? Representative Aisha Gomez was there taking part with Antifa. There's video evidence of that. She even admitted to it. There was no denying that. Said she was having fun protesting. So, Levi, to your question, I don't hate Representative Ilhan Omar. I'm passionate about accountability. I'm passionate about the fact that there is a blatant double standard that takes place that the right has to adhere to, but the left gets a free pass on. And I'm sorry, that AP assessment of whether she was or wasn't there is a joke. Someone just tweeted, her office is 200 feet from the Jumbotron that was showing the Trump speech.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. But look, let's be honest. The evidence seems to point to that. And by the way,
the preponderance of evidence seems to indicate that it was there. Otherwise, there's two people that happen to be together that look remarkably like Ilhan Omar and Tim Minette, and in one point in the video, it sounds like the male says something to the effect of, I'm protecting the representative.
All you have to do is the proof that Drew said would be so easy to go and produce,
yeah,
and then
take a selfie with you with that, with your passport page that shows the stamp of when you re-entered the country and post it on Twitter. Literally would take 5 seconds. You don't even need anybody else there.
And then you'd be like, ha ha, proved you wrong. And we'd be like, yeah,
cool.
You did.
Good job.
Awesome. Good.
Yeah. One excellent. Omar, zero Justice and Drew. Yeah.
I'll give two Omar. She could follow it up and say the actions by the violent protesters was wrong. She could be the one Democrat, the one member of the DFL to actually roundly condemn it without providing a qualifier. Ken Martin, I'm talking to you. Ken Martin needs to come on the show. He really does. He needs to explain how Trump is culpable in the actions of the violent left that took place outside the Target Center. Because I'm sorry, in every other single circumstance in life, you can't make that type of assessment and get away with it without being held accountable. It doesn't fly.
Yeah, I'd love somebody to show Ken Martin a video of a Trump supporter being spat upon. I would love to have somebody show Ken Martin the video of a female Trump supporter leaving the area and getting smacked in the head pretty harshly by a protester, and explain to me, Ken Martin, how Trump is culpable for those two things. We'll just focus on those two incidents. How is Trump culpable for those?
And I want to be wrong. I don't want to have her there, but the fact is that she wasn't there. She was out of the country. Nope, sorry. It doesn't fly when we've got photographic proof and a lack of follow-up over. Again, this is her state. She represents
her district.
Her district. How does she feel about the actions that took place?
You proud?
Is she proud of Gomez?
Is Jacob Frey proud? Is Ken Martin proud? Is this what you want Minnesota to look like? Is this how you want Minnesotans to treat each other?
And to Levi, better ears than that, man. Hear what we're saying. It's not blind hatred. It's frustration. It is frustration because of the double standard and hypocrisy taking place. And if you can't see that, I cannot help you. Go to TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com and the Justice and Drew page. Look at the video for yourself and read what I wrote this morning. Take the garbage human test for yourself. Right? Do you or do you not agree with the actions of the violent left on the streets of Minneapolis last week? And that will tell you all you need to know about the kind of person that you actually are.
Pete Hegseth from Fox News joins us.
The plot thickens, Drew.
It was already very thick.
It was very dense.
Like congealed pudding thick.
Yeah, not in a good way.
Now it's like cheesecake.
On Twitter, Nathan Hansen writes to us, Representative Ilhan Omar has zero gift traveling filing disclosures with the clerk of the U.S. House. I check other members to make sure I was doing it right, and AOC and Rashida Tlaib and others have filings, but nothing filed for Ilhan Omar. I guess who cares if you can't get into trouble for anything? And again, that's just that. That's what the joke is. There's you've got this evidence out there with the photographs, and they could be wrong, right? Somebody could have stolen Tim Minette's face. That's possible.
We've seen it happen. Nicolas Cage did it to John Travolta, or vice versa. I don't know. That movie sucked.
But you know, maybe Drew, it's because of the movie's amazing. Maybe
you didn't really think I was going to let that slide,
did you? Oh, I'm Castor Troy. So maybe Ilhan Omar is too afraid to ever speak the truth because it's the first domino that falls, that is the downfall of her political career.
She might not even know how to at this point.
She hasn't had to be held accountable for anything apart from a couple of bucks from the fraudulent, filings.
Finance violations.
Yeah, that's it. You know, so again, it's so ridiculous. And we can bring Pete Hegseth on the line. It's just ridiculous, the AP's assessment. It's like, no, there's no, you could prove this. You could prove that you did not, that you were not in the country. That is so easy to do. And yet, no, she wasn't here.
Pete Hegseth joins us. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. Yeah, and so I had not seen clarification on that. So she will not verify. She said she's out of the country, but has not been able to verify.
She didn't say anything, and apparently nobody's asked her anything. But the pictures floating around that were taken from a video that appear to show her and Tim Minette, two people that look very, 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 very much like Ilhan Omar and Tim Minette at the rally.
Someone stole his face.
Covered. And then the AP decided that they needed to debunk this. So they just basically said, no, she was out of the country. And that was according to like a spokesperson. But she has not said anything. And there's been no definitive evidence one way or the other that whether or not she was out of the country.
So Jeremy Slevin, Omar spokesperson, confirmed to the AP that Omar was traveling at the time of the rally. There was a tweet by somebody who was allegedly on the trip on October 12th when they saying that they had just returned. Omar said, tweeting October 12th, they are clearly insane. The cult of fake photos and stories is at it again. So this would be something easy to debunk, but they haven't. They've just said that she wasn't here. And you look at the photographs, and I'm sorry. The woman hiding her face, there's a side-by-side with her, with the woman in the photo and Ilhan Omar hiding her face. And it looks exactly the same. Okay, we do know her daughter was there. And then somebody who apparently stole Tim Minette's face and glasses, because he looks just like him. Our point has been all morning that, you know, I dare you. Just prove us wrong. That's all you got to do. Just prove us wrong and we'll move on with life. But if you don't, I'm sorry. I'm not buying it. And I would also like to know what Ilhan Omar thought about the actions of the violent left on the streets of Minneapolis last week, Pete.
Well, we know how she thought, because she did tweet out, you know, wish I could have been there with you, sister, to the representative state rep that was there. So clearly she's okay with it. I mean, as you know, she'll never, I mean, we knew about the photo when I was hosting on the weekend for Fox and Friends on, I think it was on Sunday morning, and we couldn't report on it because we didn't have confirmation, because we are careful about making sure we know facts about situations like that. But she gets to have her cake and eat it too. She gets to deny that it ever happened while virtue signaling to the people she needs to that she stands in solidarity. And I don't know what to think, because owning it would be her best stance.
Her supporters don't care. Like, they would they would prefer her to have been there, because they don't think there's anything wrong with the violence that was being perpetrated by the protesters. They don't think there's anything wrong.
They say, we're not Antifa, we were just there, and so a few people did those things, but some people did some things,
right?
But it wasn't us. So that leads me to believe she's hiding something, and it's indicative of who she is as a representative. A public face that the media enables, that's masked in a very radical perspective of this country and view of the world.
651-989-5855. Pete, would you mind if we take a few phone calls while we got you on the line?
Let's start with Eric in Chicago. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, guys. I need to inject a few things here. Drew, when you came back from Germany last week, you probably didn't get a stamp in your passport when you came back into the U.S. There are very few stations anymore where you'll actually get a stamp in your passport re-entering the U.S. It's all electronic now. she's not going to be able to produce a passport. But more problematic, if she can produce a passport for this, then they're going to start, like John said, dominoes are going to start falling because, well, if she can provide proof of this, why can't she provide proof of everything else that she's stonewalled for the last 2 to 3 years?
True. No, I'm with you on that, but you could.
And this would be an easy thing if she were so inclined.
Look, if you even just showed me just the flights. I mean, I looked online, Pete, earlier for what it's worth, and the two major airports, Casablanca and Marana, in Morocco, those are the two major, there were no flights that took place to MSP that day. Now, granted, they could have been coming from a lot of different places.
Sure, just she could have been flying into D.C.
Could have been flying into D.C., just doing a cursory look. But again, you know, it is, to be specific, it is the double standard and hypocrisy that takes place where the left gets all the leeway in the world. And the thing that we've been focusing on all morning long has been the immense amount of frustration that we have with the violence that we have video evidence of that Alpha News has been doing a fantastic job of showing that was completely ignored across the board. While the Star Tribune today writes a wagging finger, a horrible, horrible parody video that was shown at a place that Trump is associated with. I mean, that they're all up in arms about, but not a lick about the violence that took place last week.
Yeah, okay. That's they're doing quite a service for the state and the country. I mean, that is one of the more frustrating realities that Trump supporters or conservatives or patriots live in today, is that every issue, every candidate, every news item, we are up against not just a headwind, but a hurricane of left-wing media bias that just gives a free pass. I mean, the Minnesota media is as bad or worse than the national media when it comes to Ilhan Omar, when it comes to the left, when it comes to Democrats. I mean, but think of it this way. It's like, personalize it. Like, well, I have a choice to investigate my best friend, or I can just take them at their word. But my enemy across the street, who I can't stand, I'm going to dig and surveil and question and mischaracterize and impugn at every turn. And make no mistake about it, from NPR to Care 11 to the Star Tribune, they're all best buds with the folks on the left, and that's why they never dig, never, and they take their word for it.
Let's go to friend of the show, Aaron, calling from Savage. Yep. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show always. Pete, I don't know how much you saw or whatever, but I was down there on Thursday night. I was in the Skyways. It was not totally surprising to me, but it was kind of heartwarming about how incredibly polite and patient everybody that I ran across that was attending the rally was. I mean, there was one point where I was walking down an incredibly long part of the Skyway, and there was just a little yellow caution ribbon. I could have stepped under there and cut the line, but guess what? I did not do that, because that's not who I am, and that's not who anybody that was there were either. Nobody so much as stepped under that ribbon to cut in line, which would have saved about a quarter mile walking back. So it was really nice to see that.
Yeah.
Everybody was so polite, and we were thanking every single officer in there, from Secret Service and everybody else, for being there. And it's just so different. And I wish that there was more, at least some attention put on that. I don't expect it either.
Like, there was an amazing, and thanks for your call, Aaron, there was an amazing dichotomy between the protesters and the people that were there to support Trump. And John and Sam and I went out there in pouring rain, cold weather, really nasty weather, walked around for over an hour just talking to people, taking pictures with people. And I tell you, man, it was nothing but like positivity and happiness and friendliness, and everybody was really nice and everybody was happy to be there. And then you go to the other side, and it's, you know, bonfires and assaults and spitting and signs that say blue lives don't blanking matter, signs that say blank Donald Trump. Could you imagine if during an Obama event, Pete, that you had right wing conservative protesters standing outside of the Target Center, and mixed among them were state representatives like, I don't know, Kurt Dowd or Michelle Benson or Nick Zerwas, or, you know, people involved in the state legislature. Mixed among these people holding up signs saying blank Barack Obama.
No, I can't, because it would never happen, and B, it would be reported
nationwide.
The exact opposite way. And we like to think that Minnesota's really nice, and that's why the line was that way. Every Trump rally I've been to across the country, which has been many, that's exactly how the attendees are. It's like a joyous, friendly, patriotic group of people who just want to, you know, an opportunity peacefully to support the country they love. My dad was in the line, went to the event. It reported the exact same thing. And it goes back all the way back to Tea Party rallies. You remember
when these
rallies would happen and they would like pick up garbage after themselves afterwards, you know, to make sure it was as orderly as possible. You never see that the other way around because there's a blatant disrespect for the rule of law and for the sort of the basic civility that's always undercut the politics of our country. Unless you're radical and you think it's all terrible and you want to tear it all down, then the ends justify the means, and you use whatever means you want.
This is the first time that I would actually utter these words, but I miss Hannity and Holmes. I wish that there was a right and a left that could come together and call all of this out. You know, we don't have time to get into it now, Pete, but like, you know, with this Project Veritas video that came out, you know, it's important, but it's also not surprising. I saw it and went, yeah, that makes sense. It doesn't shock me at all. I'm glad you got sort of video evidence of it, but at the same time, we all knew this was already, we all knew this was already happening. We're in an unprecedented time right now of a lack of journalism, and you know, thankfully there's still individuals like you out there, and we're really grateful you have the opportunity to join us every week. But
no, I appreciate it. I agree. I think a show like that could work. The problem is that I don't know. You got to find the right people with the right spirit who can agree. You know, boisterously, but not impugn each other's motives in the process. Yeah. And that's really hard these days.
Pete, have a wonderful week, man. We will catch up with you next week. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
All right, it's a portion of the show, whether or not we found out if we've done our job appropriately, and the only way that we can do that is finding out what Sam learned today.
Well, today, around 6:15, I learned that a woman is in love with a Boeing 747 passenger jet, and it's physical. Or something. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with this world. Around 7 o'clock, I learned that the city of Minneapolis issued a warning about norovirus with a very interesting graphic to go along with it. You can hear where you can find that graphic by listening to the Hour 2 podcast of the show today on the iHeartRadio app. Around 7:30, we were joined by Dan Perkins. I learned a lot more about the situation with Syria, Turkey, and the Kurds. And then around 8 o'clock, we really dived headfirst into the Ilhan Omar drama and her totally being at the Trump rally last week, even though she claims that she wasn't. And I learned about a lot of evidence that John and Drew have compiled that makes it really clear that she was totally there.
Sure does look like her.
My net. Really looks like
Prove
her.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Prove us wrong.
If you want to hear their evidence, check out the all hours of the show and find our podcast by searching for Justice and Drew on the iHeartRadio app.
Never wanted to look so bad in my life.
Yeah, it'd be so easy to prove wrong. But you can say the same thing about all the silly marriage controversies surrounding her.
You're darn tootin' there, woman.
Yeah, which speaks a lot of truth to,
Jesse Kelly joining us on tomorrow's show for his regular Wednesday visit. Always a lot of fun chatting with him. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 to 9.